It is now time for the hit show, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. We say good evening to the man, the host, Mr. Sluggy Dunn. Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners, manners, and respect. Greetings. I am here. I am here. I am back home until the end of May. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to every single one. The pressure in the right eye is down. It's feeling good. Now, you need the right eye to respond to light a little better so that we can go in, you know, and make some cuts and do some things. So hopefully by May now, with the eye drops and everything, it will be good and we back down. We want to thank Barbados so much for the love and support. You know, you got one back just like when I got mine. Big ups to everybody who keep tuning in. 4341790, Ollie. 4341790 is the number. This is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Today we're looking at so much, but I want to talk about this program I saw online first with the Ministry of Labor, Ollie. They are training young persons from 16 to 24 years old. From 16 to 24 years old, they are training young persons, and in this, they're doing goal setting and planning, effective communication, resume writing, interview techniques, anger management, conflict resolution, team building, employment relations, safety and health in the workplace. All these are things that the youngsters are going to be learning for free, 16 to 24 years old. And all you know is through my fire. So when I do good, I got to bring the same energy. If not, I won't be the Sluggy that people love. So you want to be at the Ministry of Labor for this program. I absolutely love it. I'm 16 to 24 years old, and I want to encourage all 16 to 24 year olds that is follow Sluggy. Thank you. I don't know why some young people is following me, but I love it. I want to encourage all y'all to go on MOL Barbados 246. All the grannies and uncles and mummies, you could do it too. MOL Barbados 246. And check out this program. It's free for all those 16 to 24 years old. They're looking for all of you. I found it online and absolutely love it. But we want to say, Ollie, before we introduce our guests and we talk about from beauty, from brokenness to beauty, and before we get into the nitty gritty, Ollie, I want to encourage business persons that love Uncle Sluggy and listening to the program 92.9, we're on the number one station, we got the most listeners. I want to encourage business persons, Ollie, that these youngsters in this program, when they are finished training, give them a chance for some sort of employment, even if it can't be permanent. You understand me, Ollie? When these youngsters done training, all these beautiful things, I want to ask businesses to take on some of these youngsters from a program like this, from this program in particular, and any other ones like this, and give youngsters the opportunity for some employment, even if it can't be permanent. That is what Uncle Sluggy is asking, pleading, and begging business persons to do. Check out MOL Barbados 246 and check out that program. And I'm appealing to business persons. You know, I just felt compelled to come and do that today. See the program, look at what they're offering. And I liked it. And they said this would be a good chance for businesses to give back to the country and show that they really love the youth. Because we's getting saved. We ain't want the youth violent. We ain't want the shooting. We ain't want them in crime. We ain't want them doing all these things, right, Ollie? So when they do things like this, don't just leave them. You know what I mean? If the government can't employ all, they want private sector, corporate Barbados to take up some and look at programs like this. And they want VOB listeners. This is why saying I'm lighting the fire. I want VOB listeners to call out businesses and challenge businesses and tell them, listen, check out programs like this and hire some of these young people off the street. That is what I got to say. 4341790, let me talk. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Thank you. Now, Ollie, if you can, we introduce our guest, the guest again today. I don't want to speak too much because I start talking too long, you know. Her resume is extensive.
Well, I'm here to listen, Sluggy. I wasn't here last week, so
yes.
I'm here to listen today. Ladies and gentlemen, Keisha Rock is a mindset coach, empowerment speaker, author, and educator. After experiencing some personal struggles, Keisha embarked on a journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, where she implemented and revolutionized strategies to sustain personal growth and development. As the founder and CEO of Kairos, that's K-A-I-R-O-S, professional services, Keisha provides services to individuals and businesses around the world, in the Caribbean, United States, South Africa, and more. She is the author of Releasing the Past, Building Beauty from Brokenness. And in this book, Keisha shares her personal story and how she was able to navigate one of the most difficult seasons in her life, when she battled depression. Keisha's mission is to use every platform available to her to add value to the lives of individuals and encourage them with her mantra, "Don't allow the past to hold the pen that writes your future." Ladies and gentlemen, Keisha Rock.
Don't allow the past. Did Keisha say that one for me?
Don't allow the past to hold the pen that writes your future.
Jeez, all bread, Olive. Break that down. Break that down like that. I mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's all right.
But I really like it. Don't allow the past. Say it again for
me. That's at the beginning of my book. Don't allow the past to hold the pen that writes your future. I was having a conversation with a friend, and the individual was talking about some challenges they were having and how they were going to navigate the way forward, but they kept looking back. And that was what was dropped in my spirit. And I said it to them. But when I said it, when it came off of my lips, it hit me in the face. Because it was for me.
Yeah.
You understand? Sometimes we go through things and we hold on to them. We're driving. Sluggy, you're a driver.
Yeah.
We can't drive and have our eyes on the rearview mirror 24/7.
True,
we
shouldn't.
You have to be looking forward. You're glancing back.
Yeah.
Because you have to be alert of what's happening around you. But you can't just focus on what has already taken place or the areas that you've already passed. You've got to look forward. And to be able to have the best life possible, we got to keep our eyes forward, glancing back, taking the lessons, using those experiences that we would have had, but definitely looking towards the future and allowing the pen, which is the power that we hold, to give us that ability to write a beautiful script, because God's given us that power and that ability. Yeah,
like that. Don't allow the past to hold a pen to your future.
I got hooked up with a shirt. I got you hooked up.
You got shirts with that?
Yeah, I can hook you up.
Make it sport all you will. Like that on a t-shirt. That's a serious brand. So that means you plan to do more branding.
That was one of the first things I did, I think, before I actually released my book, or just after I released my book. Yeah, the shirt with the quote. Because yes, that was one of the first things I did.
I like that. No, you are a mindset coach. Mm-hmm. I saw you added that in your resume. A mindset coach. What got you into deciding, listen, this particular title, I want that title, or it ain't started like that?
I think for me, it was the struggles that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
The battle was in the mind. Mm-hmm. Having to dismantle a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of misconceptions that I had about myself, even labels that society would have placed on persons like me. I say persons like me because when I started my educational journey, at least, let's say post-secondary, it was characterized by a lot of failure. And if you look at persons within our society, when you experience failure at the secondary level...
Hold on. You say it was characterized by a lot of failure?
Failure.
Why?
When I left secondary school, and this is something that most people don't know, I left with one CXE. Right? I don't think I need to tell you what is the outcome for a person like that. The chances are, where do you go from there? So even before I understood what a mindset coach was, I was battling the mind because I had to look at how society would look at me. I had to look at my failure and then decide, am I going to sit here, stay here, complain? Or am I going to get up, get moving, and do something with my life? So I was too embarrassed, honestly, to go back to school. being a leader at school, a prefect, stuff like that, and then experiencing failure. So it was like, where do I go next? And I then went on a journey to getting some more CXCs. First applied to Barbados Community College, failed when I went evening, applied again, went then, and I did.
Did after you got your CXCs?
Yes.
So you spent a year trying to get extra CXCs after Ken 01.
So you I ended with six. I did some on my own. I did some through the O-Level Institute. And then from there, I went to the Barbados Community College to do the part-time program. And I didn't do well there. But then I applied again. And I got into the full-time program. And that's where things for me started on a better trajectory. And before I left college, I would have gotten pregnant with my daughter. And she was born in July. So school finished, April, May. She was born in July. And I started university in September, August, September. I would play to university, registered for my classes with my daughter in a pram as a baby.
And, whoa. You know, yeah. Interesting journey.
Yeah. So it's like I knew once she came into the picture as well, Sluggy, that I needed to do better for myself because I had someone who was no dependent on me. And that changed things for me a lot. So, yeah, there was a lot going on in the past.
As a young person, right? As a young person, taking you back to that time, because I know you are an educator and an author and all that. So thinking that you came to school once yet, see, although it ain't sound that crazy, but to the average person, it might, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the obstacles they have to overcome. But looking back at that time, what would you say was the major contributor for you feeling like you came out of school behind? What would you say contributed heavily to that?
Seeing persons around me, my age, even persons who during my time at school would not have been doing as well as I would have been doing. They came out and they excelled in comparison to what I had done. So for me, it was difficult, but I couldn't just sit in it. I couldn't just start a blaming game. I couldn't just throw my hands up. I had to get to work. And I think that's where the journey in the mind started for me. In retrospect, because this is looking back, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. So to young persons that obviously know, because so many young persons coming out of school without basic qualifications, which if you really look at your system, you know, like a basic qualification should be at least when you leave school. It shouldn't be a case where you got to do this and, I mean, where you go and do this and you fail or pass. It should be a case where we take you through this process and the average person will get this qualification. But that's not the case. It seemed like put you in a race or put you in a ring or put you in a cage and the best ones that come out, the best ones that fight, you know what I mean? Who in their dead, who come out alive will be the victors. That's how it is now. Mm-hmm. So how would you advise persons that might have been a similar situation? Because a lot of people don't get from where you get from.
The way you started your program, Sluggy, keep your ears to the ground. People who are listening to you, pick up the nuggets. So there's an opportunity now, 19 to 24.
Yeah.
You fall in that bracket, there's something there for you. So.
And it's 16 to make it sweeter.
Sorry, 16.
Yeah.
Right? So pick up the phone, make contact, drop the email, whatever you need to do, because it calls for action, Sluggy.
Action.
It calls for action. So it comes a point that your teachers can't push you anymore. Mm-hmm. Your parents can't push you anymore.
Want you all listening? Listen carefully.
It has to be that you want to do it, because with the best intentions, nobody can get into your head and get you to do anything that you don't want to do. You have to be the first person to sign on to your future. You have to be.
Mm.
We are not saying there aren't going to be obstacles.
Yeah, of course.
We are not saying there won't be challenges and failures.
Mm-hmm.
But you learn the lessons from those things and you get up and you keep going. And you know, every no is the opportunity for another yes. It means that you can ask another question and somebody can say yes.
Every no is an opportunity for another yes. Wow, big up you on that. I love that. They love that. For me, right, now you see how we started the program. To be honest, like, there's so much opportunity for young people, right? But I know that they don't hear about them. And they don't care to hear. You know what I mean? But I know if they say, they get pay attention.
This is your assignment for this season. There's a reason why you have a certain sector of this society that are going to listen to you.
Yeah. Well, I'd be in a unique position, you know, because on VOB now, it's going to be more the corporate world, more certain persons. And then, obviously, you know, BIM got talent up on the street. You know,
young people follow.
Yeah, and that way it come from the street. You know what I mean? In a secret, I was lucky. It come from the street, raw, and I managed to be in the police band. So like most people don't get that. You know what I mean? Where the block was my house. You get me? And they don't even let them people like that in the police force. So, but there's the thing that young kids be watching. Shh, and they hear everything this about me. You know, all the like, I hear this right, all the, but there's the thing now like that young kids watch. We will see that, and you will see they're my assignment. But they know people that got power might give somebody else that position that don't got to grab. So then, how do we get young people to look at them things? All right, they can make it. I ain't mean to get real on VOB, but VOB, there's the truth, and there's how it's usually go. Sluggies, all these things, but somebody else is a consultant in Ministry of Youth. Just drawing that example. And I ain't necessarily mean, you know, I mean anytime, anywhere, because most places in the Caribbean, in the world, is operate like that. So this thing unique to Barbados. Person like this is always get overlooked. But when you also see, all right, Sluggies, that person, but somebody else is who's a consultant. The excuse can't be qualifications, because you're educated. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, you know what I mean? See, and the contact with can't take away education, youngsters. So study, I ain't care. It ain't gonna be UB. It could be BCC. It could be Polytechnic. Technical it could course, be the skills training. You know what I mean? It could be this same program with the Ministry of Labor got going on. It could be the NTI, all of you could go and do any of the NTI courses. You know what I mean? It could be something, but just educate yourself, member, and brothers and sisters, qualification. But getting qualification and certification is also imperative too, because they can't take it away.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power.
You know what I mean? It's absolute power. So that's what it's trying on, seeking knowledge. But when you don't see things like that, but then other persons who be in key roles, how do youngsters watch those things knowing that it happening, knowing that it can keep on happening and still keep hope? And that is where a lot of my youngsters leave Barbados. Right now you got about 17 young people in the last year and a half that left Barbados, brother.
I think Sluggy is about setting your goals and staying in your lane.
Should.
Don't watch anybody.
Say that again.
Setting your goals and staying in your lane. And I turned back and I took this
strip
up. Strip. This is this is one of my latest things. This is my journal. But before I printed this and made this available, I used to write. I used to set my goals. I used to do my stuff because so much going on around you. So many times the doors get closed in your face. So many times you get overlooked. So many times people throw your bad choices or your failures in your face. And you have to find a way to stay focused. For me, it's my goal setting. It's working on my mind. It's who I engage with. So I started reaching outside of Barbados. And that was through the John Maxwell program, which allowed me then to have the access to persons from all over the world, with some of them who had stories just like mine. So I got to realize it wasn't just me. It wasn't just me. And as a result of that, it helped me to look at life a little differently. You know, my scope got a little wider, my perspective got a little bigger, and I was able to look at life differently, and also not only look for opportunities in Barbados, but look for opportunities abroad. And with COVID, while everybody else was wanting to get out, that was one of the best times for me because I was able to travel virtually to Johannesburg. I was able to, you know, engage with persons from all over the world that under normal circumstances, with my regular, let's say, 8:30 to 3 job, I could not have done. But it made my world bigger. So you stay in the background, sluggy, and you prepare. Don't it may bother you. You're a human. That person's already getting ahead.
No, I ain't gonna pretend it ain't bother you. If it's one thing I ain't ever doing and I ain't care who vets, I'm never pretending.
It gonna bother you.
It bother me. It does bother me. I ain't coming early and pretend. Nah, man, I'm stronger. Sluggy. Be the better man. My no, slug, you strong. No, I'm not. I'm sad and I'm hurt and I cry regularly and it's devastating.
You
but
be honest with yourself.
But I still me, so I still realize how good I am over here. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, I could say things and move the needle with the people. So that is where I slugging it take solace because like home in Barbados we small, so I can be still somebody but more than the average person. But the person that ain't sluggy, remember no. And me for a reason. So I got a platform. My platform's huge. I could take solace in enough people. I could go home now and I could take 100 little men and get to do most things they want them to do because they love me so much. So I can take solace in that. What about the person that don't got that?
But Sluggy, you said something important there. You know who you are.
Yeah.
And you know what you
speak,
possess.
Man. Preach on it.
Right?
Preach on it.
So it's for us to get our young people into those forums where they recognize who they are and the gifts and the talents that they have. Because
mindset.
What I can do, you can't do. What you can do, I can't do. And the same thing for all. We are all different for a reason. If all of us were the same, how boring would the world be?
Facts. And that's it there. You know what I mean? And I guess it all comes down to mindset. That what we need the youth thinking different. Because every person can't acknowledge their faults and their feelings and they should not be feeling this way and recognize that you are this way is wrong. Don't act on it. Mm-hmm. Because I can acknowledge, most people can feel how we feel, but most people can admit.
Yeah, they're not going
to
see.
You know what I mean? It's just that I got the ability to admit and never act on it. You get what I mean? They can never do nothing crazy. They can never do no crime. They can never jump out. You know what I mean? So it's just a matter for me to acknowledge my power and not make me angry and inspire the youth in a different way because they could too. You know what I mean? So recognizing that power is also a powerful thing because I got a lot of men like me, Ollie. Listen to what I'm telling you, bro. You will know this. And you might know this too, Keisha. I got a lot of men like me with the influence like me, but influencing the youth
in the wrong way.
A different way. Mm-hmm. It's the wrong way, yeah, but you can understand why.
Because they feel like they belong. It's a family for them, you know.
You know what I mean? Right. And then
somebody
people,
listens
some people say,
to them.
Some people say to hell with the system. You know what I mean? Some people say to hell with the system. And you can't fault them for that. But like you said, what we got focused on is like the mindset. I guess that we use the mindset coach. You know what I mean? But when you speak on knowing yourself, in your professional opinion, why does that help?
When I start by recognizing who I am,
mm-hmm.
who God created me to be, so outside mm-hmm. of having my Barbados passport, mm-hmm. as a citizen of God's kingdom, there are certain things I'm entitled to. And that's just the way it goes.
And so you're bigger than just where you are.
That's just the way it goes. And when I recognize that power that I hold, that I can speak things, because we say it, we grew up hearing there's life and death in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
But we really recognize what it means. If all that coming out of my mouth is negativity, Sluggy, what my life gonna be about?
Facts.
Pure negativity.
Facts.
Which door is gonna open for me? The good ones or the ones that are gonna lead me down a particular road?
Because
I speak in it, I can live it.
That another thing gotta realize too, you know what I mean? Like, that's other thing I realize that when they start focusing on the youth, pushing the youth and pushing them, but positive vibes, all the different doors open. You know what I mean? But what I do though, I don't ever suck me in because we've all got different fights and I know my fight. And if I got somebody else looking at me, I must tell them the truth too. You know what I mean? Ain't all roses and all I can get in the truth. But negativity is not going to be what we can focus on. I is take on that cross. You know what I mean? That don't come from them. That's what I realize that most people don't do either. People don't want to take that cross. You know what I mean? Everybody got the crosses to bear.
I'm telling you.
And I believe you gotta take it up. You can't leave it. And that's be another issue we find with us too. everybody's got their own little try to go through, but then we just want to skip it. You know, maybe we just want to escape it and go wrong it. I don't know why that is. But I wonder how can we prepare someone when they know about, listen, these trials coming, these tribulations coming, but getting to honestly know and not believe, because know that I know for a fact that the rainbow has come. But when you're young, you could get stuck in it. You don't know that, you know, Keisha. Like, you could get, it's, look.
Not only
I can't
when
express
young.
In, yeah, not only when
you're
young,
when you're
but
going through things and it's heavy on you.
Yeah, but when you're young, right? And me express kind of the right guy is a boy too, you know what I mean? He's a man now, but he was a boy first. And all you can tell is when you're young, you think so different. A youngster now, right? 20 years old, Keisha and Ollie. All you can tell is a young man now, 20 years old, standing up on this table, don't look dangerous. Ollie and I standing up on this table with the possibility we could fall down. Look so dangerous.
Yeah,
study it, you know. But a little man 19-20 stand there, all you're thinking there, because even if you break your foot 6 weeks, all you know, you can't break nothing. Mm-hmm. So it'd be so different. So when you're young, it should be so easy to jump off, because it ain't nothing, you know what I mean? That brain analogy, it'd be so easy to jump when you're young. When you're old, you can be more, you can think more. But I just wonder if a lot of people know that being the teaching the youth and in positions to make decisions for the youth. I wonder if a lot of people know that.
I don't even know how to comment on that.
Okay, really easy to jump. Really easy to jump. No, you heard you speaking about beauty and brokenness. Why explain to Ollie and I, right? And Ollie, we getting you the mic now. I'm keeping quiet. Please explain to us, why did you decide to put these two words together, beauty and brokenness? Why you decide to write about those things, and how did it help you? And in return, how can it help us? Because these two words are real different.
They're
to
two.
Me.
They're
but
two.
To you, did you see
them? Well, not that they're the same. They're on two. They're on two opposing ends of the continuum, but they both have equal value.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Twain says that the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day that you find out why.
Mm.
Two important days.
Mm-hmm.
You arrived,
mm-hmm.
but the next most are the just as important is knowing why. For me, after I went through all that I would have gone through and battled with depression and not understanding some of the things that I would have passed through, when I had that awakening, when I went through the counseling process and when I understood what I went through, why I went through it, it was to help others. It wasn't just for me.
Mm-hmm.
So the book was a part of my healing process. Writing, that's how I deal with things. I write. I also love to sing. I love to worship. But I write. And that is where I was able to unearth the brokenness. But there is another quote that I like where it says, broken crayons still color.
Mm-hmm.
Many times we think that because we're broken, we're useless. When we look at mosaic glass,
mm-hmm.
it's broken pieces.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But when you put it together, it is
so
beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's for us to take the pieces, to take what remains, and to build something. That power is in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that we need help. We need some assistance. That's where the counseling and so on. And I'm big on counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big on getting help. Because without help, and I say all the time, I wouldn't be talking to you. I would not be sitting and talking to you. Because life can feel so overwhelming at times. When we carrying things on our backs and we go through things and we don't understand what we're going through, we're not processing things well, it's a struggle. It's a struggle, and it becomes overwhelming. And people always say, I don't know how somebody could take their life. And it's so much easier than we even think. Because when that person is going through sluggy and is heavy and you cannot see a way out, there ain't no beauty in that. It's hard. is hard, right? So as I went through my process and as I got help, I was able to write, to pen, and to use the platforms that I had available to me to help others. And as I come into contact with young people, as I come into contact with young men, young women, who I can see because I've walked the path that they're on.
That's it there. You can see
so
it.
So I can see it. You can't hide it.
But I ain't sure that you handled that well. Me now, like, I can admit, like, this is like a 15-year journey. But Barbados know there's only like 3-4 years I handled it good. You know, the rest of the time, just avoid it. You know what I mean? Standing police band. Then I left the police band, do other work, just avoid it. But then point to me, I couldn't avoid no, because I was afraid of that. Because I could have seen a young man that is a good young man, but anybody can make he do anything wrong. He ain't a bad boy, you know. Mm-hmm. He's not a hardest boy, you know, Ollie. But he just at a stage, a loving stage. So much love in him that he don't know the process that. Mm-hmm. I could see that I was there. You know what I mean? You love this man so much. This man is your dog, your buddy. When I going for Ollie and me, nothing. He Ollie in fear with he? Well, Ollie in fear of me if he in fear with he? That's how much love this young man had. And they see where you could take that and give a flute or give a drum set or give a cricket bat or give a basketball. And he can love it the same way because that's just he. But the wrong way, no, the other side of the coin, Ollie, which you will see with me growing up in Barbados all the time. You will see this boy up on the other side and we look at this boy real violent. But that's just love for he block, you know.
Because that's loyalty, you know. Was leadership influence?
Yeah.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Facts.
The person who has the most influence on you is the person who's going to lead you. Yeah. And leadership doesn't always mean any good things, you know.
That's the truth.
You understand? So it's to spot those persons and to have a conversation,
mm-hmm.
to simply have a conversation. I remember having a conversation with a lady in a supermarket and she was packing the shelves. That was her work. And I said to her, you know, she helped me find something, and I've never had assistance like that in that particular establishment. And mm-hmm. I said, you know, what do you do? What do you want to do?
You know, it's a boy going out the beer.
And she said, I really want to work with older people, you know, and I like electrical work too. I said, so we're stopping you. And I got contact information for her. I would have put her on to, you know, the resources to do the courses and mm-hmm. stuff that she was thinking about doing. And that's what we have to do. You think that because you see some person packing a shelf in a supermarket, that's all that they want to do?
Nah.
Or you see them carrying you long, like, I don't know, when we go to put gas in your car, that's all. They want more to life, but they just don't know where to start.
Yeah, and Sanders, even got people in jobs that you think that they should never left, but then people want to leave that.
Happy.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? And even for a bad reason either. So we were saying it's true too, but seeing it is a powerful thing, Keisha. And like, at times they don't like it because they could, like, you could see a youngster and see, like, because, you know, as you might come across this as well, you know, well, it's impossible without resources and the economic might mm-hmm. and the time to save enough people.
Mm-hmm.
All yet hard. If you really want to save a life, right, you got to focus on 2 or 3 people. I'm being literal. And you know, a really packed team, but if you got like 80 people, unless you got enough time to put in the enough time and influence into them, you can just be mass speaking like a politician. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like it'd be hard when you know, I can't see it all. Some of them you can spot and you can miss. Some of them you can spot, Keisha, and you will know about, that one get away.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get one, that feels so good now.
And sometimes it's only one you need, you know.
It feels so good, no, that's myself. You nah, boy, I'm stopping, boy. When you get one, Ollie, when you get one, it feels so good. So you nah, boy, upon this mission. Because when you see you, that's by having a conversation with that person, like, you change their life. You know what I mean? A simple conversation. But were you always like that before you went through your brokenness? Or did your brokenness brought up that?
I think I always had a heart for people. Because I studied psychology before I did any of my qualifications in teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things I wanted to do was to be able to get into schools to influence our students and our parents. Because mm-hmm. a lot of our parents need help.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be able to positively impact in that area. I would have done counseling as well since I did my teaching qualifications, because I'm a certified teacher.
Mm.
But when you are in the system, it's not always as easy as you would like it to be. And I just do my part to help my students. You recognize that there are some students that they're not necessarily academically inclined, but whatever talents they have, whatever gifts they have, you hone those. You hone those. And you don't make a child feel that they're less because they can't do what the others who are excelling in math and English and so on are doing. You know, Miles Monroe said it like this in terms of the graveyard. Being that place is the richest place on the surface of the earth, he said. Because there you will see books that were not published, ideas that were not harnessed, songs that were not sung, and drama pieces that were never acted. So does anything in there say that you have to be a doctor, lawyer, a mathematician? So what is it that you can do? What are you good at? What do you love to do? What can you do with your eyes closed? Those are conversations I love to have with young people.
No, these are conversations that are absolutely important. No, and answering them was something that they can't leave a vote. Because the world is so diverse now, sis, that a young person could be in love with anything and it's a $1 million business to be. I mean, like, I'm being so literal. They could like playing video games, and it could show them so many courses in so much different areas in video games. They've got people that got music on video games that ain't big on nowhere else but video games.
But still, they're making money, though.
Still making money. They've got people that might just work in coding only. They've got people that might just work in software development. Like, so much different little things.
Free courses out there, too.
Yeah, like, yeah, absolutely. Even in Barbados, like, they got gaming courses in Barbados for video game people. You know what I mean? Even in CNTI that we talk about all the time. Got free video game courses. Learn how to make video games all know. So if you could like cooking, you could like making posters, flyers. You could like cutting hair. It doesn't matter what it is. They got places where you could learn it for free.
So, yeah, I like to have those conversations with young people. You know, what are you doing and what's next? Because it should always be a next. There's no stopping.
After learning this,
does not stop. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Learning doesn't stop. And when are you going to start? So don't just say you want to do it. What are you doing? What's the action that you're putting to this thing that you want to achieve? Because it got to come with action. It can't just be talk.
Yeah. Mindset.
Right? So those are the conversations I like to have with young people.
No, those are interesting questions. What are you good at with your eyes closed? Like, where did that come from?
Because there are people that just good sluggy. So what is your big thing that you do?
I know. I don't know we're good at, to be honest. I know we're okay at a lot of things.
No, you're good at something. You're great at something.
I'm great at loving people. And making people feel good. That truth. I don't know if that's a skill or a talent or
it is.
But that we're great at. You know what I mean? That's making people feel warm and welcome.
And it got you through these doors.
Yeah.
I know you have listenership.
Yeah.
And it isn't going away because it's become more consistent.
Yeah.
So you've been able to harness what you're good at. But for a lot of us, we don't see those things as important things. We see those as mundane. We see those as that's not really important.
True. And for me too, Keisha and Ollie, I realize that a lot of people would be afraid to step into what they think they're good at too. You know what I mean?
Especially if it's not been done before.
Yeah, or especially if the atmosphere or the platform may feel as welcoming as it should. A lot of people be stepping into it. Like, if all he know, feel he too old, and he like cricket, and if he feel too old, he ain't ever gonna play. Not even in the road. You know what I mean? The feeling that we'd be afraid. But most of the time, if you just step into where you love, though, and I like that question you ask. Ollie, I got to answer a question, Ollie. What are you good at with your eyes closed?
I guess similar to you, Sluggy, I'm just good at loving people, you know? Helping people.
You ever asked that question before?
Yeah, and it's something that I've learn about myself too. You know, it's important to know yourself. So for me, I know I'm just a piece of love walking around in a physical body. Basically.
Yeah, no, that is, and what you realize, right, for some youngsters, it may not seem cool, but that's how it get through so much. Like, just being warm and welcoming, right, is open much more doors than any qualification you could ever got.
It's true. It's true. And yeah. One of the things, like, I think that we need to stop doing, and I said it in one of my quotes, I think, on a session with one of my mentors, we need to stop trying to sell tickets to people that don't deserve a ride on the bus to our destiny.
Yeah.
Stop trying to sell them tickets. You're not selling nobody the ticket that don't want to go with you because you're taking the unnecessary baggage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, won't come stand.
Correct.
Yeah.
You understand?
I like that.
Stop trying to sell them tickets because the right person is going to come to you and ask you for a ticket because they see where you're going. They recognize the value that you have and they want to see how they can contribute to what it is that you're doing. There are a lot of destiny helpers out there that we haven't met yet.
A lot.
A lot.
And
but we got to start on the journey though.
Yeah. That's the thing. How difficult it was for you to start the journey though? Because you say you got to start. And I know you're just making it sound easy.
I think it was just defeating the belief that it was impossible for me.
Mm.
Even to be in a room with John Maxwell. To see this man who's like a living legend in leadership and training, who's sat in rooms with prime ministers and presidents and stuff like that, who they've sought counsel from him to be a part of his team. That was a phenomenal experience. And in that room, I was a young woman, but there were people in wheelchairs. There were people who were disabled. If life hasn't stopped them, why should
Lord,
it
girl.
And I mean, that was one of the things that literally blew my mind. Because there were people there who, under normal circumstances, especially here in Barbados, I wouldn't see them doing certain things. But I took that leap of faith. One of my mentors, Roseanne King, she says, you jump and you develop your wings in flight. And that was, it is scary because what is under you, you could fall, but you could fly.
Listen, man, can you drop it about free nuggets here? Free nuggets. Say that again.
One of my mentors says, her yes. name is Roseanne King, you jump and you develop your wings in flight. You have to take the step, the leap of faith.
Yes.
You have to. And by doing that, and she was a person who encouraged me to follow in her footsteps and become John Maxwell certified. And she took a group of us under her wings. And, you know, everybody doesn't buy in.
Mm-hmm.
But you True. Just need a few.
Yeah, that's all. Learn, you develop your wings in flight, Ollie boy. You develop your wings in flight. Keisha, tell me where we can find your book before we continue talking.
So you can find my book on Amazon.
You sell
it's
this
available
book.
On Amazon.
Yes.
Also with this book, there's a participant's guide for persons who read the book and they want to go a little bit more in depth. You can get the participant's guide and right through where you can then answer some of the questions that I'm here asking. Ask yourself some tough questions and answer them. And, you know, record your answers and so on. Because as I said, I'm big on writing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a book on Amazon. It's available in Kindle, Virgin, or hard, well, soft copy. The paperback, sorry. And then the journal is also available. The Kairos now is the time journal where I encourage people to set their goals for the month. So it's a yearly journal. It takes you through the entire year. You can pick up wherever your year starts. If your year wants to start on your birthday until next year, no problem. Pick it up. You start from January right down to December. You set your goals. And then you look back every month, see where you've fallen short, how you can do better and improve, what were those mistakes you made, set some new goals, and you keep going. Because without setting a goal, having a target, we are just living life aimlessly.
No, as a educator, right? I'm being mentioned the book again at the end. As an educator, right, so I want to deal with young people. When you see things like you pick up the news and see like this brazen shooting in Sheraton and things like that, young man's probably like 23 years old or so. So you know them thoughts and feelings and raging just come. How do we spot these troubled youth earlier, and what more can we do?
I think we need to talk with our children, not talk at them, and not just pull them down. A lot of our children, they said this last week, they feel like they don't have a voice. They feel like they're not being listened to. And then they find these areas where leaders from other parts of society are able to have greater influence over them. Now, as an educator, one of the things I will say is that parents need to be honest with themselves as well. When you start to feed a monster and empower a monster, when the monster becomes what you've trained it to be, there's nobody to blame but yourself. When you have a teacher saying, I've seen this behavior, it's something we need to work on, you don't just think that somebody is picking on your child. Don't just think that they're picking on your child. Because
Lord, man, you touching some. I know, right? Are you touching some parents this evening? I hope that my children's mother is listening. I hope my sisters are listening. And I hope at least three of my friends, three that I could think of in particular, are listening. I hope so. Say
you're
that
not
again.
Always picking on the children.
Good.
We can see. And sometimes you can see where a child is headed without the right intervention.
Like Amber Summers is here. So Amber Summers is a teacher and educator as well. Right. She's here saying she's right. Correct. Parents need to be honest.
You can see, like, gone are the days where a child is afraid of their parent coming to the school. You don't want them if your mother or your father had to come to the school.
You know, right? Listen, right, Keisha? I'm very glad that you chiming in, because I'm with you, right? Say, but you know that I was thinking about that so much, like the fear that a parent had in a child, because you know, like, there was a time in Barbados where we went through like a 7-8 year process where that was starting to fade up. People saying like, your child should be frightened for you, your child should be your friend. You know, all this nonsense that wanna get taught on the radio and the TV and in the newspapers and thing. You know, like, your child should be your friend and all that. Like, this buddy-buddy thing that they getting pushed, which I totally against. I know to hear you speak about it, like, it's so true. When that stop, and I know we offend the people now, and they purposely choose to go on this line when it comes to the near the end of the show, Ollie, on purpose. You know, I'm wicked like that. But I purposely choose this line in, and I want one of the parents to call in the game in like last four minutes of the show. And don't get vets and sit in a lot of times, sluggy. 4341790, they want to know why you want to don't be honest with one of the children. And don't tell me that it is not so that we honest, because we got too many violent children, and I mean the adults that get locked up in court, Keisha. I'm talking about this week. I saw about 3 different schools and fights with children being bullied by children. You hear what this tell you? No adults, no one over 16, Ollie. No one over 16. I saw so many videos with children fighting. Children looking at the camera.
Hang on, a fair who? Parents.
And then when they can tell me that my child give me my friend, nah, you gotta think that if you do something wrong, daddy's gonna end your life.
That's how you gotta feel. Before the police can hold you.
You gotta be police. My children more afraid of me, police. But my children are so afraid of me that if I do anything wrong, I'm the first boy to tell him. Don't care how bad it is, my little girl, my little man. Don't care how bad it is, they're telling me. Because as much as they're afraid for me, is the body they got.
So I'm mingled with discipline.
Yeah.
That's the thing. No, there's
and I never beat them. I never hit my children. Yet.
There's no love and discipline. I never, lashes. Understand, but it's speaking.
I will never lash my children, but still, if it's my child, it's serious consequences. And then today and not tomorrow. If you do something wrong, it's serious consequences 100% of the time. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me doing good hard. Doing good and hard. And that thing people want to push. You know what I mean? Get them a bread. Get children a bread. Doing good and hard.
Life don't give you a bread.
Doing good is not hard. All you ain't caring about. You tell me doing good is not hard. It's these TVs. It's these cell phones. It's these apps. It's the music. It's the movies that pushing a certain agenda, but doing good in that heart, B. Man, doing good is feel so sweet, B. You know what I mean? Nobody can fool me that shit hard, no. Nah, doing good in hard. We need to hold these children accountable. And it was so hurt when I see these children again, when I see this child getting abused by a bunch of children on the video. I talk about 10, 15 children in the video, everybody circling around.
And recording.
And bullying this little boy. I think it was St. Lucie School or something. I can't remember the school day. I think so. But these children, and they say St. Lucie on purpose because they're the new name. In case it's not the school, you know what I mean? When they can't put the reading on me in trouble. Because they're in the school name, St. Lucie. You know what I mean? So you say that on purpose. But I take that to school because they recognize uniform. Because one of my children go to Combermere. I want to go to St. Lucie, so that I recognize it. You know what I mean? Uniform, and these children are fearing this other boy, and the rest of the children watching. Now, everybody knows defend youth nonstop. Anybody defend youth more than me. But you see that kind of behavior, Ollie? I burn fat on that, and they don't care who vets. Yes, they defend the youth. If they sing slap songs, you know what I mean? I try to make the good positive, but give them a break. You know what I mean? It's a single violence. I just burn it out and give them a break. But you see, putting one of our hands on people, no break for that. You know what I mean? Because that, I born and raised in the ghetto. What people would call the ghetto, because Barbados ain't got the ghetto. But what we want to call the ghetto, the worst parts of Barbados, where the USA government. Well, right, when the USA government put online the top 10 worst places in Barbados to go, like where you live and come from number one. So I come from that place. You know what I mean? And I see what bullying in this little small, there's a little slap on your head. You know, you're in the back of the bus, Ollie. Or you're sitting in the bus, Ollie. And the man that hard is behind you, slap at your head. You will see that happen to people. I see what those type of children develop into.
Right.
You hear what I'm telling you, Ollie? You hear what I'm telling you, Keisha?
Yep.
I see what those type of children does develop into. That's why I challenge the government. I challenge anybody in corporate Barbados, anywhere. I challenge anybody because it come from both worlds. You know what I mean? It come from a family that violent, that do people things, and it was a police too. So nobody can tell me that I don't know what you're talking. I don't care what it is. It could be anybody, any role, any title, because it came from it on both sides.
Yeah.
Both sides. You know what I mean? It was a gangster and it was a police. You know what I mean? And good at both too. So you know what, then little slaps around the head. Everybody circling around children. If we do not deal with them in the most severe way and nip that in the bud, that is going to get worse. Because you see, when you I tell Barbara this year now before Aunt Keisha, she's closing words. Let me tap my time here, Ollie. Wanna see where your heart is because you don't want them. So like nobody can tell me. And anybody wanna challenge me 4341790. I was one of them little boys. You see, if you do send it that and you get like a little 6 month lockup, Ollie, in a dodge or saying, or you get beat by your father or saying, but you ain't break behind ain't break, your nose ain't break, you don't get cut up, shoot up, nah, so you just get punished for a little time. That ain't nothing. I know fight with a whole human being and on fairy. I feel mighty. You think you do me that little thing could do me saying? No. No. You hear what I'm telling you? And what we need, that we're glad to speak to someone like her. What we need is a change in these children's mindset. You hear what I'm telling you, Keisha?
Yeah.
The way these youngsters think, that is what we need to change the most, because it's too comfortable to be violent. It's too popular to be violent, and then sometimes it be too rewarding.
True.
You know what I mean? Like if you sing about violence, songs get played the most. If you're violent, you're the most popular. You know what I mean? You look quite nerdy on the body. And then you got what's really rewarding. You get what I mean? You will got artists that will push the wrong things, then we get put on big platforms and big stages. Even if elections come around, I think we will use them kind of people. You see? And I mean everybody. So that what we do, we like we rewarding things without knowing. So men will know well, like, right? You know what I mean? You will know a man real cruel. You will know a man is do people things. You will know a man is get people do things, and you will see he walking boat with a big official.
Yeah, but Sluggy, I'm gonna just interject for a minute because we got a few more minutes. I think too in Barbados we condone a lot of bullying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every single day, if you travel on the road, you're gonna see bullying mm-hmm. taking place. You're either gonna be in a vehicle with your mother or father going to school, mm-hmm. who's gonna be stopped because we have to give away for somebody to go illegally through a minor road to come out in front of you.
Every day.
So your parents are bullied. If you're not that child in that car...
And your parents can't say anything, they get cursed.
No, you can't
say
anything.
They get cursed.
If you're not the child in the car, you're the child walking the street mm-hmm. seeing it. If you're not the child walking the street, you're the child in the van
Woo!
Promoting it.
Yeah.
Woo!
Right? So we got a lot of things in Barbados mm-hmm. that happen that we got to look at.
Yeah. We got to look in that mirror. Mm-hmm. We got to look in that mirror. All of that is so true. We used to love it. I mean, I teach you to save the world, right? But I'd like to use your expertise. How can we begin to get children thinking differently? How young should we start these interventions? And I want you to give me the absolute truth because me know I might spot it from like 11, 12, 13. Mm-hmm. It's like, but can we spot these behaviors for sure. earlier?
For sure.
So you mean earlier than 11 years old, you could see a child that can be violent?
I spent 9 years teaching 3 and 4 year olds. 9 years.
Whoa. Wait.
And we've had to have conversations.
Hold on. 3 and 4 year olds.
3 and 4 year olds.
9 years ago.
So this is when you first start school.
Yes.
This is when you first start school.
Yes, please.
And you have children.
We got a call, Keisha. Who I thought we got a call? 11-434-1790 Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. We have author and educator Keisha Rock in studio. Beautiful, beautiful mind, intelligent young lady, Uncle Ollie and Sluggy. Let me go.
Hey.
Yes, please.
Hi, Sluggies. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
This is your own girl. No, available who the person is. You know. But I'm going to tell you this.
Yes.
I did catch a bus on the evening to get to work. And let me tell you something. The amount of children I did see getting on so ridiculous. You know, ridiculous. But this body destiny, my neck's an S, that's an S. I just had to talk to them regular on the bus. Disrespectful school children. They don't have no respect for the elders. Nothing. You know, it's got to talk to the regulars. Don't tell them I'm called ready to curse you. An evening, a girl go on, she buy phone, she buy and say she listen. Please take it to your body, let somebody hold it. The woman tell me, this part in that part. I say, feel, I have nothing to say to you, but all you got to do is just go touch my shoulder again. And that's how they get on. Don't even care as the parents in the bus. And then the parents want to tell you, not my child. My child is get on very good. My child don't get on. That's all right. Three of his children, but go on. This guy sends you up on the bus and you will hear how your child is get on. And I witnessed it more than once. I just catch the bus every evening with them. Every evening.
Right. Listen, sis, you just say to disguise oneself and catch the bus. Listen, right, we know that nothing can do it, but I would absolutely love some of your all parents that get complaints from one of the children. I would like one to disguise oneself for two and do it. I would like one to take what the sister is saying because you see, sadly, what you are saying is the truth.
It's true.
We need to pull back these children. We need to pull back these children because they are as bad as we think. And this is coming from me that the children don't do nothing wrong for me. You know what I mean? Even my children wrong, defending them. So I am saying that we should do anything crazy to the children. It's just saying we need to pull them back, discipline these children, and get them thinking a different way. Because what you are saying is something that I witness, and I'm so tolerant to so many behavior. I could tell a child that hard ears, hyperactive, all that. But rude, no. Like children openly rude and they care. Children telling adults cruel things live in the face. Live in the face now. Nah. Dying play. I'm dying play.
Is not crossing you.
You could cross me.
I can tell you this. I sit down in the bus. The first time I catch the bus. And I didn't know that this little boy is first so bad. And I look at him. When he said the words, he looked wrong. I say, you don't have no respect for me. I'm your elder. I own this with your grandmother. I have children. And I have grandchildren. And so I expected a great grand. And I can tell you, and let me tell you, anytime when you jump on this bus and you curse again, I myself, your mother going to come for me, guys, and cut your back for your mother. Just like how we grow up, then we know to disrespect the rest of people on the road, and then carry to tell your mother, don't mind that your mother and them is speaking. We mother knows to wash with that fire and like, go and talk, don't speak to her now, go and apologize. Tell me that. But they don't have that. But you see what happened there is the children come along, and the parents now is the little child also told for them. Don't just them really do things in front of the parents too. And the parents don't hear. Girlfriend, I hear some of them coming, but say, oh, well, my man come at me last night though. And they don't say, you think my man could come at my mother's house? Don't even sleep in my mother's house. You have to go outside. Look, don't even know if my mother catch you in a man then. Go outside, talk with you. If you're talking, oh, that your friend, let my mother know who you talking to and who is your friend. Really can't go at nobody and sleep. I said, oh, man, I going at my friend and sleep tonight. We got sleep over. No, let me see your friends that you going out. And let me know that her parents agree with what's going on. But if the parents ain't agree, don't leave my house. I don't know if you go at anybody and they got a boyfriend and they interfere you. Next thing you come in my house, your child know. Tell me what it is. And my mother ain't no cement sport. I have a mother that wears my grandchildren also. And she learned them to take them to church and disappoint them also. And nowadays, when I want to church, oh, you go to church in the morning? I feel like going to church. Me, I need to have to get up from the school, church, and let me do something. I need to have to get up from the morning and you eat. Do a kid in the water at one point, and I need to have to go out next. Something, and all in with water to carry back up the hill.
Yeah, some people here saying, some people here online call you on IG also. Some people here saying online that they agree with you here, mom. Some real people here agree with you. Some young people, Red Boy, Amber, Dax. You know, some people here agree with you, and someone say Dax is real. Said I blame the parents first, then other people afterwards. I blame the parents first. I agree with that. It all starts with us. That's no excuse. I'm a parent, and I take full responsibility for everything my children do, as long as they're children. I ain't shame from it, the good and the bad. And if my children do stand by, they take responsibility for it too, because it's my job to deal with it, because they are my children.
Snuggy, I know we're going to wrap up, so I'm going to give you my last piece here in agreement with your listeners, right?
Yes, please.
A lady called me this evening and told me she lives in St. Andrew. She calls me all the time, an elderly lady. We love to chit-chat. She said that she went somewhere this evening and she was catching the bus to go home. Mm-hmm. And the 1:30 bus didn't come, 2:30 bus didn't come, 3:30 bus didn't come. The bus came at 10 to 5, right? She got in the bus and the bus driver said, there's an elderly lady, right? Mm-hmm. The bus driver said, okay, can somebody give this elderly lady a seat? Nobody moved. And this is a bus with adults, Sluggy. The bus driver had to turn off the bus and state again, this is an elderly lady who has a problem with her foot.
Yeah, well,
and
to be honest
with
you, a short
while after that, somebody gave her a seat.
To be honest with you, the violence knows be by the youngsters, right? But we've got to bear in mind that all the violence happening by the youngsters is adults. So a man that's 21, 22, 23, you know what I mean? Them is adults. So what you're saying is also factual. Don't think that us, when it's us, I mean us adults, any better. Because when you catch the bus, Ollie, will you just say, I see pregnant people beg for seats, brother.
So what are the youth seeing when they're growing up?
Right, you, but you can them, only but them, a them, of your but you know? What happening now? Because we old, so them 8-year-olds that's now 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, them adults now just happen that 10 years went past quick, because when you hit a certain age, 10 years in there, Ollie. So these people that you're seeing as adults now, a couple years ago was children to be, you know. But what happening now, the age we getting, Keisha, we start to get 30, a little man that's 8 years old, in 10 years, he can be 18. You can just be 40 like Keisha and me. You get me? And where people is still call we young people. People look at us and call us young. Ollie might say we young because he's older than I am, but Ollie's still young compared to not people that work at VOB. You understand me, Ollie? So what you saying now is these children, you know, don't think you're seeing the children just correct. That quick sore. These weird children are no adults in our society catching the van, shopping in the supermarkets and banking in our banks, and then getting into our workforce. Mm-hmm. So that's why we need to change the mindset of the children, because them is who we pushing out. Keisha, your final words, and I thank you so much. We can have you. We can, girl, I need your brain. I love your brain. And then I thank you so much for talking to us. So in wrapping up. And at the end, please tell everybody where to get your books again. You know, we're selling this book. And thanks for the call. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate the call. I always appreciate talking to the people. But in closing.
So, yeah, my nugget.
Good. That's what we're talking about.
Take the time to work on you so you can be a better person, not only for yourself, mm-hmm. but for those around you. Because we don't live in a world by ourselves.
Fast.
All right. So that's going to be my nugget. Short and sweet. The book available on Amazon.
Yes.
Both releasing the past, Building Beauty from Brokenness, Kairos, Now is the Time Journal, and also the participant guide that goes along with the book. Just visit Amazon, Kindle Virgin, as well as the paperback.
All right, no problem. Being a rocket, we just want you to say again, take your time, tell them the three books, so you and have, then I want you to wrap up the show for all you know.
So you have
take your time. We selling this book.
Past, Building Beauty from Brokenness,
yes,
by Keisha Rock. The book, as well as the participant's guide, they're both available on Amazon.
Yes.
And then the third publication is the Kairos Now is the Time Journal, that is also available on Amazon. And the books are available, the book that I would have written first, that's available in Kindle as well as paperback.
Yes, and how can they contact you before you end
the
show?
You can contact me, Kairos Professional Services on IG, and yeah, Keisha Rock on IG as well, Rock_Keisha, whichever handle you choose to contact me on, and we can go from there. Yes, that's how. And if you can't get me, you can get Sluggy.
Facts.
You can go that way as well. So to our listeners this evening who've been supporting Sluggy on his journey, personally and professionally, we want to thank you for coming in, listening to us, tuning in on IG. Ollie, thank you for being a wonderful host. It was a blessing and a privilege to be in the studio with these two young gentlemen. And we will see you guys next week, or at least Sluggy will.
Boom.